is al-iqsaru min ad-du'a wa at-tawassul. The second solution for those who are undergoing qasawatul qalb is that they do a lot of du'a. Du'a is mustahab fiqhiyan in terms of our Islamic jurisprudence, even if it is not mustajab. It is still mustahab for us to continue doing the du'a. Itself, it's a value. And there is an ihtimal that by repeating the words of the A'imma and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we repeat those words which are full of barakat and they are the mafatih, Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi rahmatullah alayhi has rightfully named the book Mafatih al-Jinan, the keys towards the paradises, because du'as of Ahlul Bayt serve like a keys. You in a key, if there's a little bit change in the design, you find the lock will not open. So the kalimat of Ahlul Bayt are keys towards istijabat. That's one of the reasons maybe why we are not supposed to change the words of Ahlul Bayt in the du'a. Isn't it right? If this person comes to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, obviously he was native Arabian person, he speaks Arabic as a mother tongue, he made up his own dua, and he came to Imam alayhi salam to listen his dua, and Imam alayhi salam did not listen to what he made, instead asked him the way I say, the way he says, قُلْ كَمَا أَقُول. So obviously we are not supposed to add up the words. When Imam alayhi salam said, you know, fitnatun satusibukum fatabquna bila alamin yura wala imamin huda, soon there will be a fitna that will afflict you, you know, in other words, and you will remain without alam that will be seen, and without an imam that will be, you know, without an imam, in other words. So our scholars say that this riwayat refers to the time of ghaybat ihtimal, and so mu'mineen will be subjected to the time of ghaybat, where we will not have access to our imam. So then, la yanju min al halakat fiha illa man da'a bidu'a al ghariq. No one will be succeeding from destruction in that duration, in that time, except who reads the dua of a drowning person. And then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qalbi ala Deenik. So this is the dua of Ghariq that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam taught. Now as soon as Imam said, the Ravi started to repeat the dua. You know, and he repeated, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, and he added the word Wal Absar in it. Obviously, in some of the du'as we do find, like in du'a of Yawmun Nawruz, we find, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub wal-Absar, Ya Mudabbir al-Layl wal-Nahar. Isn't it right? Ya Muhawwil al-Hawli wal-Ahwal, Hawwil halana ila ahsan al-Hal. So in some of the du'as, it is said, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub wal-Absar, but not in this du'a. So he added the word, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub wal-Absar. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, that it is true, in other words, that Allah is muqallib al-qulub wal-absar, but qul kama aqul, say how I say it. So we learn very obviously that our Ahlul Bayt have been stopping their followers from even making up their own du'as, stopping their ashiya and followers to add words from into the du'as. So we need to do according to the words of the Rasul and Ahlul Bayt, which are effective. So now when we do the du'as, obviously it this is how the Rasul and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam did. There is an ihtimal that we may end up attracting the lutf and fadl of Allah, His extra mercy, and our dua becomes mustajab, and He has one nazar, Allah has another one looking at us with rahmat, and that will change our life. So dua, a lot of dua is obviously effective, our scholars of akhlaq say, for removal of the qasabatul qalb, which we are discussing tonight. Likewise, al-istima'u lil-maw'idha, listening to the nasihat. ya ayyuha nasu qad ja'akum maw'izatun min rabbikum. So basically, ayat of Quran, the Holy Quran, it serves as a nasihat. We learn from the ayat of Quran itself, serve as a maw'idha and nasihat, and we should be ready for that. This helps us to remove the nasa'ih of salihin and ahl al-taqwa. Helps us. And then last of all is the hudur and presence in the majalis of wa'az and irshad. We should be in salatul jama'ah. Scholars of akhlaq say if we participate in the gatherings of nasihat and where namaz salat is recited with jama'at, this is also going to help. Last, and then after that is qada'u hawa'ij an-nas. Qada'u hawa'ij an-nas, fulfilling the hajat of the people and mu'mineen, brings tawajjuh of Allah. When you fulfill the hajat of others, man kana fi hajat, fi hajatillah kana Allahu fi hajatihi. Whoever is striving to fulfill Allah's agenda. Allah doesn't have hajat and need, but He has a hadaf. Isn't that right? If we fulfill the agenda of Allah, so the agenda of Allah is Islam and the Muslimin. If you do the khidmat of Islam and the mu'mineen and Muslimin, this is what Allah wants. So, man kana fi hajat Allah, kana Allahu fi hajat. Allah is going to be in His hajat. So Allah will take care of His hawa'id. So this helps get tracking the tawajjuh. It'amul masakeen. This is another part of the agenda of Allah to feed the needs and giving the food to the poor and destitute and people who are hungry. And malmasho ala ra'sil yateen. The next factor which removes the qasawatul qalb is rubbing the hand over the head of the orphan children. And last of all, al-iksaru min zikril maut. If we remember the death a lot, this removes the qasawatul qalb. Remember the ayat of Quran, and we are getting close to the time of adhan, so I will end after that inshallah. When the ayat of Quran was revealed, inna jahannama, suratul hijr, inna jahannama la maw'iduhum ajma'een. So certainly the hellfire is the maw'id, mi'adgah for all. Laha sab'atu abwabin, it has 7 doors. Likulli babin minhum juz'um maqsoom. So for every door of the hell there is a fixed group of people. That means from every door there shall be one fixed group of people entering from to that door. This door is for this group of people. This door is for this group of people. It's fixed. When the ayat of Quran, Inna jahannama la maw'iduhum ajma'in, was revealed, Prophet started to cry. And not just that, he became muhtarib, very upset. And he remained in his hujra, in his room, did not come out to meet with the ashab. People were anxious, they were worried. Prophet is not coming out of his hujra. So Salman Farsi, rahmatullah alayhi wa salamullah alayhi, he thought the solution how to bring the Prophet. So, and he thought the correct solution. So he knocked the door of Hazrat Zahra, salamullah alayha, and requested her that, well, this is the situation and you help her, you help us about this matter. So Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha came out. Salman al-Farsi says in his narration that I saw on the chadar, on the whatever abaya that she was wearing, I saw there were 12 patches. Now this shows the simplistic lifestyle of Ahlul Bayt. 12 patches on the chadar of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayhi. She went there, she met with Rasulullah. As soon as Prophet saw her, he became happy. So Salman Farsi was seeking the correct solution. This is the right way of making the Prophet happy. So, when Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha used to come, obviously she had the smell of paradise coming from her. Every time she had the smell of paradise. Ya tufahat al firdaus wal khuld, we say in the ziyarat. So she has that smell. So we find that she went there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her about this wahi, this revelation of this ayat of Quran. When she heard the ayat, she fell down as well. Obviously, every member of Ahlul Bayt will be equally affected by the same ayat. They are part of one noor. Amir Mu'minin Islam also started to, do his expression of iztirab on that issue. So this is the behavior we find in the. So this is the situation. Now, in the tafsir of this, it is narrated that every door in the tafsir in Kifayatul Muwahideen, in this book there's a hadith mentioned about the tafsir of this specific ayat, Inna Jahannama Lamaw'iduhum Ajma'een. So hadith says that Jahannam has seven doors, every door has 70,000 mountains, which I'm paraphrasing a long hadith in my words. There's 70,000 mountains, and each mountain has 70,000 cracks or openings, and every opening has 70,000 valleys, and every valley has 70,000 houses, and every houses have 70,000 snakes in it. And the sting of the snake and scorpion is equal to a nakhl, a date palm tree. And the people in the hellfire, when they get stung by the snake and scorpion, there is a river of melted copper flowing inside Jahannam. So when they get, the snakes are very long. It's mentioned in the hadith they're equal to the travel of 3 days. How long you travel? If you travel for 3 days, that's the length of the snakes, equal to the travel of 3 days of a human. So that kind of snake with this kind of stings. The people, when they get upset and anxious and disturbed and from the stings of the snakes constantly, they will run away from those valleys and they will jump into the river of melted copper. Melted copper is not something good, obviously, but this is how they want to run away towards something. So obviously, this reveals to us the extent of the situation in Jahannam and how the people are going to seek the refuge in that situation. Now, obviously, we find that our scholars of Akhlaq say, when this is the situation of Ahlul Bayt, when they hear this ayat of Quran, upon people like us, there's nothing much happening after hearing this ayat. The reason why nothing much happens to people like us is the fact that we do have the qasawatul qalb, and because of the qasawatul qalb, nothing happens. If we did not have the qasawatul qalb, we will also get affected by hearing to the information about Jahannam and about the ayat of Quran that talks about that. So this is our responsibility, to pay attention to the mu'alaja, the hal that we mentioned, approximately 7 hal and solutions for battling and eradicating the problem of qasawatul qalb. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to understand and to practice the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقي قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.